Now, the past ing, the past for ing.
Is that aber and ihr?
Say it again.
Mm. Aber and ihr.
Right. Aber or
ihr.
Ihr. So I was waiting would be?
Esperaba.
Right. Esperaba. So I was waiting for you, meaning I was awaiting you would be?
Le esperaba.
Le esperaba, or I was awaiting you, Roberto.
Te esperaba.
Te esperaba. That's right. He's waiting for me would be?
Me esperaba.
Right. Me esperaba. In English, we have an ing tense in the present ing, I am waiting, he is waiting, and we have the past ing, he was waiting, we were waiting, they were waiting. To make a quick identification of the tense in English, the past ing in English is preceded by was or were, wasing or wearing, yes, meaning there's a W. A W-ing. That W-ing, I call it a wing. So I call it the wing tense. Yes. So whenever you have the ing preceded by a W, wing, you wing it to aber or ihr. In the present tense, there is no W. I am waiting, he is waiting, we are waiting, they are waiting. No W. Yes. Then you're in the present. Yes. But the moment you have the wing, you wing it to aber or ihr. So, if you want to say he was doing it,
asaba.
Well,
no, asi lo asia.
Lo asia, lo asia. Yes, yes. The wing is very regular. Yes. Lo hacía. I was telling you.
Le decía.
Le decía. So that is the wing tense. The wing tense in Spanish is used more than in English. I'll tell you why and how. The wing tense, the wing in Spanish expresses a straight line in the past. That line can be, for instance, I was doing it. I was doing it for a short period of time, yes? I was doing it. It can be a short line or a long line. I was doing it for a long period of time. It can be indefinitely long, yes? But a straight line. So you make a sharp distinction between I was doing it or I did it. I did it, it's done. I did it. Lo hice. I did it. But I was doing it, there goes the straight line. Lo hacía. Yes. Not only that, but in Spanish, the aber ihr, that aber ihr tense, meaning the straight line in the past, can also be a broken line. Meaning, I did it very often. I did it all the time. I used to do it. That used to, that broken line is the same aber ihr, which means that in English, you don't make that distinction. You can say in English, I did it this morning. He did it all the time. He did it every day. It's the same, he did it. Yes. Now, in Spanish, correctly, you make a distinction between he did it this morning or he did it every day. He did it very often. Yes. There's the broken line. He did it every day would be lo
hacía.
Right. Lo hacía. Yes. Lo hacía todos los días. Yes. So again, how would you say he's speaking? Would be
Abla.
Once more.
Abla.
Yes, but a little more clearly.
Abla.
I heard that you're saying something in the present tense, but I want to hear clearly who is speaking.
Abla.
Right. That was clear. Abla. Yes. Even the vowel sounds have to be very clear. Yes. Because if you just say abla, abla, then I don't know, is it abla or able? Able could mean speak. How would you say he was speaking?
Ablaba.
Ablaba, yes. So here we have the aba or aba and ia for what are called the wing tense, was speaking, which expresses a straight line in the past, yes, or a broken line. He used to speak with them every day, yes. But in English, even if you can say, he talked to him every day. He spoke with him every day, yes. Whereas in Spanish, you make a distinction between he spoke to him this morning, it's done, yes. It's a dat. He spoke this morning. Or he spoke with him very often, every day, broken line. There's a difference. There's a distinction between he spoke this morning, but he spoke with him would be he spoke. For the past tense, you have to go dancing. There's the cha-cha.
That's a good clue. Habló?
Right. Habló. That is the dat in the past. Habló. Cornell or whatever. But he spoke to him very often, every day and so on. Yes.
Hablaba.
Right. Hablaba. So here you see the distinction between he spoke in English. He spoke this morning or he spoke every day.